All right. Sound all right? Good. Well, it is a miracle that I'm standing before you today. Amen. I have been through quite an ordeal, and I have been blessed. Amen. I have been blessed. I have had in the last 5 months, I've had 4 brain surgeries, and 2 of them were brain bleeds, and then 2 of them were infection that almost took me out. The infection piece was I was in ICU for almost 3 weeks. The last surgery that I had, and I was comatose for that whole time, and then was another 3 weeks before I even had a clue what was going on, and it was amazing how God worked in my life, because I knew when you guys were praying, I had people all over the country that were praying for me, and it was an amazing thing, because I was laying there basically not knowing what was going on, but I had a sense of God's presence that just overwhelmed me. And once I came to and I was able to start to communicate and do some things, God made His presence just totally overwhelming. And so it takes me back to the book of Job, and the first 2 chapters of Job, he is trying to figure out what's going on, because God has allowed Satan to work in his life and work detrimental in his life. And so I want to read the first 2 chapters of Job and set the stage for what's taking place here. Starting at verse 6, it says, "One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, 'Where have you come from?' Satan answered the Lord, 'From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it.' Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing?' Satan replied. 'Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything that he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, very well. Everything he has is in your hands, but on the man himself do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabines attacked and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger came in and said, the fire of God fell from the sky and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, the Shandalines formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they are all dead. At this, Job got up, tore his robe, and shaved his head. And he fell to the ground in worship and said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth and going back and forth in it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason. Skin for skin, Satan replied. A man will give all he has for his own life, but stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die. He replied, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Job was a man that stood right before God, loved the Lord, was faultless in God's sight. And he had his all of his possessions taken away. And then he had his health taken from him. And what I want to get across to you guys and let you know today is that until you are challenged with losing your life, it's very easy to take it for granted. And I didn't know what was going on. And yet I was challenged with keeping my eyes on the Lord and getting my focus on God. Here's what I looked like. It was a pretty daunting thing. I had 8 bags of antibiotics hanging above me, and I had an inhalator and a feeding tube. I was hooked up to all kinds of wires and whatnot. It was something that I'll never forget. And yet, the whole time, I had a sense that God was there with me. It was amazing, and I just am so thankful that I had men like you that were praying for me. People that were praying for me all throughout this town. It was an incredible sense of the presence of God. And so I thank you for your steadfastness and willing to pray for me, because it was something that was amazing. But I also, there's something that I want you to take away from this that is even more profound, I think. In the book of Revelation 3, let me get to it. Revelation 3, starting at verse 14 and going to 22. Jesus is talking, and he said, "These are the words of the Almighty, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other, because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, 'I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing,' but you do not realize that you are a wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so that you can cover your shameful nakedness, and slave to put on your eyes so that you can see. Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I have overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Guys, I functioned for 30 years on autopilot. I put God on the shelf. And there are some of you that may have heard me speak or talked with me or whatever, but I put God on the shelf for a long time. This passage says you can't put him on. He would rather you be cold than to be lukewarm. And there's reason for that. Because it brings disgrace to the title Christian. I'm telling you that I'm done being lukewarm. I'm done being lukewarm. God is an awesome God. And He wants to enrich our lives like nobody ever has. But we have to let Him. And unfortunately, it took 4 brain surgeries for me to wake up and realize that I can't do it anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore. So what I'm telling you guys is, get off the fence. Stop riding the fence and put your life to work, because we have a tendency to get up there on that comfort zone and just ride along, and that doesn't get it. It just doesn't get it. So, in closing, don't let the Lord pass you by. Get off the fence. Start to do something of meaning and value for the Lord, and He will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. Let's pray. Father, we are so blessed to be able to tap into you, to draw upon your Holy Spirit's power. We are amazed at what you do for us and how you intervene in our lives. And God, we're just coming before you today to ask that you knock us off the fence, that we get our lives in gear, that we focus on the things that you would have us focus on, and that we would become the men that you want us to be. We are blessed, and we lift the blessing up to you and ask for you to guide us and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen.